Can you believe it? It's almost been a week. Well, it has been a week, hasn't it?
Almost been a week. Right, have you lost track of time now, Ev?
I've had deadlines, okay?
I've had deadlines. Can I introduce the show?
Go on.
What is that awful noise? Sorry about that, guys. I am going to introduce the show. This is The Edge, home of The Other Alternative, and I am Connor.
And I'm Irvin. Did you enjoy introducing the show for the first time?
Man, I really, really did, actually. This week, we're going to start with a recommendation from my father, and he has recommended the Stone Roses. Now, are you a fan of the Stone Roses, Ev?
See, I've heard of them. I definitely have heard of them. Unfortunately, only because there's a bar in Leeds named after them. I'm assuming it's named after him since
I am so massively disappointed in you right now. I don't think I could be further disappointed in you.
You're shaking your head pretty hard.
Right, well, the Stone Roses have recently rejoined and they've decided that they're going to make a tour. Now, obviously, I didn't get tickets, so I'd like to tell anyone who has tickets, if they can please never talk to me ever again, that would be great. Sorry for the squeaks. Enjoy the song. Bye.
That right there was I Want to Be Adored by the Stone Roses. Apologies for the feedback earlier. It seems to be more of a technical difficulty than anything else.
We have a big...
Did you really just say you have been experiencing technical difficulties?
We have been experiencing technical difficulties.
I feel like an accomplished human now. I'm now in the position of power when I can tell people that we've been getting technical difficulties.
Well, we have, haven't we? I mean, feedback. I've already been...
Never mind.
Right, so we've got a little bit of a heavy show, really.
We have. We're starting off light, but when we were planning this, we kind of decided to slowly build it up, bit by bit.
Yeah, it's more of a it's coming. Oh God, I need a neck brace kind of show. It's going to be fantastic.
The thing is, Connor's not actually sugarcoating any of this. The second half of the show. Oh my God. Just wow.
Yeah, we've got Slipknot, we've got While She Sleeps, we've got Beartooth, and I think we've got a little bit of Placebo, but they're not really heavy.
So I just
felt like saying the name, to be honest, because they're amazing.
It's kind of weird. Whenever I hear that specific song that we chosen by Placebo, actually, I first heard it when I was a little tyke back in Latvia. Like, it was on Latvian TV.
I was a little Latvian tyke. Right, well, that was a conversation right there, wasn't it? Latvian tyke. Who says that anymore, man?
Why are you criticising the way I speak? I'm criticising the way you speak.
I'm doing this. You've learned this language.
I've learned this language.
I've learned this language too. I'm Glaswegian. We don't speak English. We just kind of go, aye. So you say, man. Right.
Fair enough.
I think we should play them another song, because we seem to be rabbling. We do this a lot.
Yeah, we do. It's honestly the most bare-bones radio show ever created.
It really is. It's just whatever we can think of to talk about, we'll talk about it, and then we'll play some music.
There you go. So, to kind of keep building it up, right now we're going to have The Middle by Jimmy Eat World, guys, so enjoy it. Like that classic tune by Jimmy Eat World. It's just, I feel like it's a key club regular as well as a propaganda regular. Yeah, come on.
I've never been to Propaganda. I was going to go at the weekend. Is it any good?
God. Okay, just pointing this out. This is not a plug-in of any form.
Yeah, genuine no plug-in. We are not being paid for this. This is no club promotion. This is just conversation.
It is a good night out. I went to it loads first year and quite a lot during second year, and then you start realizing that the playlist is identical. Like, it hasn't moved on. But it's good. I mean, especially if you haven't really been yet.
But I suppose that's what every club's like, because it's like, what's in the top 40? We'll just play them and add a dance beat. Like, kind of annoys me, really.
Oh, but the difference in Propaganda is it'll be like Arctic Monkeys, Nirvana, stuff like that.
That kind of thing. Right, well, if you're listening and you fancy going, go for it. And if you fancy tweeting us what your experiences of Propaganda would be, tweet us at this is LSR. Sorry, I forgot that one. We've got another Key Club kind of Propaganda-esque classic coming up for you.
Oh, come on, this is just a classic all round.
Did you see them at Leeds?
Of course I saw them at Leeds.
Yeah. How good is the man's voice? Like, I never listened to them before.
Oh, man, when he covered Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, he covered Bohemian Rhapsody, and it was amazing. Like, when Kanye covered it, I was all like, can he please stop now? Like, yesterday, thank you. But the way they did it, it's just every single note did the song
work.
Proud.
I honestly feel like it was a kind of a dig at Kanye as well.
Yeah, like, I think it might have been. I think they were having a little dig. But that's okay, because I'm not the biggest fan of Kanye either. No one will love Kanye as much as Kanye loves Kanye. This is Panic at the Disco with Irate Sins, Not Tragedies.
Enjoy, guys.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door, no, it's much better to I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the
times I've heard that song, and I still love it every single time.
I, for one, had a very good sing-along to that song.
I mean, I Snapchatted it out.
Yeah, we both Snapchatted one another Snapchat, and I felt like we were like, have you seen the video where, what was his name? He really picked The Rock and Kevin Hart. are like Snapchatting one another and they're just throwing insults. I feel we should do one of those, like, while we're playing a song.
What, so swear at the audience?
Well, not swear at the audience, God no, because we can't do that. Gosh darn, we'd lose our place on the radio. I mean, just like, that's what we were doing with the singing, man.
Except I don't know. Maybe we should make a third Snapchat account, as if we'd get a lot of friends, but, you know.
No one listens to us, man. No one listens.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Vicky. Please continue.
Hey, Danny. Hey, Subway friends.
Right, this is too many shout-outs. Gosh, I'm
gonna I just cleared everything out of the way now.
Got all the shout-outs.
I'm pretty sure.
Right. Now, we played Rage Against the Machine, didn't we?
We have.
Can we play Rage soon, please? Like,
how soon are you thinking?
I mean, like, I don't know, because I really want to listen to... What's that Rage song? You know the one that got Christmas number one?
Did it get Christmas number one?
I think it did.
You mean Killing in the Name?
Can I hear it in the distance?
Maybe. I may have paused it just now, but...
You may... Guys, it's on the screen. Guess what we've got in store for you today? We have Killing in the Name of Christmas number one. I think it was 2010. And then they played like a bunch of free shows Christmas afterwards.
I think since, you know, season... It's the festive season coming up. I think we should just treat them to Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine.
And then can we sing Santa Baby down the mic? No.
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 Why
should,
not?
Why?
But that'd be funny, man. That'd be... Okay, so Irv is currently crushing my dreams of becoming a radio singing star with his eyes, so we're just going to play Kill the Name Of, and I'm going to cry. Bye, guys.
Now you do what they told you.
Did you just mourn into the radio, Mike?
Just like you did last week, yeah, but... after Bring Me.
Oh, did I do that? Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys. It's okay. I did not mean to mourn.
Yeah, you did. Exactly. And this song makes me feel special feelings. I can't help
Dude,
it.
I need to talk. You can't just make us laugh like that, right? But as an amazing song, it certainly makes me feel special.
Oh,
you realise your mother's listening to this, right?
I simply said it makes me feel happy. Like, what's
right,
the problem?
Right, okay, it makes you feel happy. Right, we know what you meant. We know what you meant. So
I'm sure my mother didn't, and let's just leave it at that.
Right, okay. The Rage Against the Machine, speaking about censorship on the radio, actually, you know how we're now allowed to actually... We can't swear, personally.
No, we can't.
But our songs can swear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Now, Rage performed that song live on like a talk show, you know what it's like? And here's Rage Against the Machine with...
Right, one of those late night talk shows.
Right, so they were told they had to censor it because it was like, I think it was before Watershed, certainly.
Okay.
And obviously with the whole message of the song being that they're not going to do as they're instructed, halfway through the build up to the... I can't even say it right. The build up to the very good drop at the end... He just started swearing. Like, I'm pretty sure he started throwing other swear words that weren't in the song.
If there's any song that you can break the no swear rule to, it's probably the song that tells people that you'll do as you want.
Yeah.
Which is that song specifically.
Yeah, it's kind of like last week. When we look back at last week when we're having that whole teenage angst phase.
Yeah.
It's just kind of adult angst. Like,
right, this is...
We've moved up a stage. We're no longer sitting there smoking cigarettes on the graveyard, like, dressed all in black, black painted nails, crying about our parents. We're now actually shouting at establishments, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We've moved up in the world.
We're sticking it to the man.
We're sticking it to the man, indeed.
We're sticking it to the man by sitting in a comfy, warm radio station playing some songs.
That is as sticking to the man as I'm going to get, mate, right? I mean, despite possibly being a journalist, I'm probably just going to do what they tell me, because they'll pay me. But anyway... It's just going to get heavier from here on out.
Yeah, I'd say the next five songs, hold on, if you decide to stay on listening and...
Equip a neck brace. Equip a neck brace as necessary.
Even if you're in the bedroom, on your own, just to be safe in general, just wear it.
To be honest, you should wear a neck brace at all times, really, shouldn't you? Because you might injure yourself.
Where's your neck brace? That
I just played
says...
Rage Against the Machine, man. Man don't care. That's all I'm saying. Right. Without further ado, this is indeed Slipknot. We've got kicking us off with the very heavy songs of the night with...
Nameless.
It's not Pulse of the Magnets, it's the Nameless, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
The Machine's telling us the wrong name. Right, anyway.
This is Nameless.
Unless Pulse of the Magnets starts playing, in which case, work it out for yourselves, guys. Enjoy.
But this is Slipknot, either way.
Yeah, Slipknot are playing regardless of song. Yeah!
rise and invade. Enraged, don't condescend.
Don't even
disagree. Desire, disappoint. You suffered then.
Now suffer unto me.
It's funny how Connor criticizes me about getting special feelings from Rage Against the Machine when you're here having goosebumps at Slipknot.
It literally gave me goosebumps. Although, I do have an extra additive, if you will, to that, because guess who met Slipknot? For those of you who couldn't hear my whisper, I met them, and they're amazing, and I might have actually cried afterwards. Not due to just the mosh pits alone, but the fact that I meant Slipknot. And
Did you actually cry?
Yeah, I was profusely sweating, a little bit of tears, shaking. Like, I completely fangirled. I think I might have embarrassed myself a little bit, but it was totally worth it. I got to hug Corey Taylor. I got to hug Jim. I got to hug Seth.
Was it like,
I got
was
to
it,
hug Chris. I got it, to hug Clown. I got to hug... I have completely forgotten your name. I am so sorry, Mr. Slipknot member. Please don't hurt me, because you're very large.
So... Was it kind of like a manly, oh, how's it going?
No, it was, I kind of, like, I squeezed a little bit too hard, but I tried to, I kept to the whole, like, 5-second hug rule, because obviously I didn't want to be a little bit creepy.
Exactly like the old people. Hug old people for 5 seconds, and then move on, as we discussed in a previous show.
Sweet Mary, Mother of God, we have completely... We've just crossed the line there now, right? Hugging old people and hugging fameless people. It's exactly
famous?
The same... Famous. Famous. Not famous. That's the exact opposite. It's the exact same thing. We are revolutionaries, man.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's old people you don't know.
Oh, yeah. Hug your gran for as long as you want, like, but old people you don't know, 5-second rule. Famous people that you're not particularly friends with, five second rule. Because obviously, if you go around their house for, like, a dinner or something, you can hug them as long as you want, but...
Really? So, say... Okay. Point in fact, you become relatively okay acquaintances with your man crush, which is Ollie Sykes.
I have lots of man crushes. We can't really just...
Okay.
Ryan Gosling, if we're going to go anywhere.
Okay. Ryan Gosling.
Have you ever seen The Place Beyond the Pines, by the way?
Yes.
He is the world's most beautiful man in that film. Like, oh, watch it. Definitely watch it.
We're digressing here.
Anyway.
He invites you. Your acquaintances. Are you going to spend that entire dinner as he sits in his spot just hugging him as long as you want?
Well, no, because that'd be really creepy and weird, because I have, like, you know, social standards and stuff, but...
I lost mine.
Certainly my hug to say goodbye would be... It would be in the 15-second region, like, that's a long hug for
anyone. That is a very long
hug. For anyone unfamiliar with hugs, 15 seconds is a long time.
It definitely is. This has been, like, one of the most random...
I swear to God, our conversations literally just come, like, they just... We just speak and words come out. Like, we're
yeah,
not
I guess anyone's wondering, like,
saying.
this is not sort of premeditated whatsoever. These are not topics
we're,
we choose
Yeah, we're
to
not
take.
Just this weird, like, this is literally just popping in our heads. Sorry, guys.
How about we just play them?
Yeah,
the
we should just play another two songs, shouldn't we?
So, yeah, the next two songs are going to come in a nice little block. We got Protest the Hero and While She Sleeps coming up next.
Yeah, we've got with Protest the Hero playing Heretics and Killers and While She Sleeps playing Seven Hills, both of which get your headbands and your neck braces equipped. It's going to be a messy one. Enjoy.
Yes,
whatever reason, that song really, the second one, came out really quietly.
Did it? It seems to be working now. Can we try and play it again? Right. Sorry about this, guys.
Wait, that's a different song.
Oh.
That is a different song.
Oh, yeah, that's a completely different song. Yeah, we'll play that in a bit, guys. Don't worry about it. But, yeah, we can't actually play While She Sleeps, which is disappointing. I'm getting very excited about that, too, me.
It was a good song.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Like, well, you can take your neck brace off for a brief moment, in case you're getting all sweaty under there.
You've only got two songs left before the neck brace vibes end.
Yeah, but the two songs you need it for, like, it's going to be fantastic. Should we talk about them?
Well, the first song that's coming up, don't know that much. We should have been there when they were playing in Manchester. We really should have.
But we missed it.
I'm pretty sure we did. Better.
Oh, man.
What is with us, like, going, oh, these are good gigs.
Yeah,
but
we always miss it. Although, guess who's going to see Enter on Lower Than Atlantis? Me.
You're seeing Enter as well?
Yeah, I'm seeing Enter in February, man. Which, by the way, everyone should go to. They're playing in Manchester. It's amazing. This is definitely me being that club promoter guy. I don't even care. Enter Shikari are an amazing band. Go see them.
Do you just want to get as many people there so we can knock them in the pit?
Well, no. I just want the pits to be larger. Gosh.
Okay. So, really looking out for the public there. Yeah, the only things I know I'm definitely want to see would be February, 21 Pilots, and then April, Neck Deep. Maybe going to join you on the Lower Than Atlantis this
yeah,
month.
Yeah, you really should. Also, you should join me to see Slaves. The tickets have got released again. I don't actually know when it is, but they've got released again and the prices have came way down.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Although, can everyone not buy them, please? Because I'd quite like the prices to stay down. Thank you. I am too poor to buy them at the minute.
Just leave like two tickets just hanging about somewhere. We will honestly...
Leave three, please, because Vicky wants to come too.
Looking after Vicky, are you?
Yeah, man, it's nice to be nice. She bought me Enter tickets, which I'm going to pay her back for. But she still bought me Enter tickets, so I'm going to secure her a place at Slaves with my beautiful radio voice.
Someone out there is going to be like, damn it, I'm going to buy an extra ticket and give it to him.
See, this is what I'm hoping for, man. This is what I'm looking for. Right, the next songs we've got lined up for you are Ignorance is Bliss by Beartooth and You Wear a Crown, But You're No King by Bless the Fall, which I can relate to, because I once wore a crown at an entire house party, and people referred to me as the king, but I wasn't really a king, so I understand where they're coming from that.
Definitely the exact message they're trying to send with that song.
I think it's the exact message they're trying to put across, really.
I saw them play that song live. I high-fived the lead singer during it. It was a great time. Granted, Bo Boken, his name is, he was really sweaty. Like, it was more of a, like, the high-five connected, but instantly slipped. Like,
so it was more like a high slide.
High slide.
Than a high five.
A high five slide. Five slide?
Five slide? Right. Now, from now on, all sweaty high fives are referred to as five slides.
We just keep changing the world with this radio show, don't we, man?
We are basically, yeah.
Changing the world.
Right. This is just... Right.
Stop rambling.
Yeah.
Start playing songs.
How about we just play? So, next up, Ignorance is Bliss by Beartooth, guys. Enjoy.
Briefly. Put on your neck brace. These next two songs will be very heavy. Enjoy.
Pick up the pieces, fix my diseases. Pick up the pieces, fix my diseases. Go! Yeah.
I definitely don't know what song you were listening to there, guys, because it should have been You Wear a Crown But You're No King. But I didn't hear them make any reference to the fact that I was at a house party wearing a crown. People kept calling me a king, but I wasn't really a king. That wasn't any of the lyrics thereof. I was disappointed.
So what, you actually wanted them to sing about this short Scottish guy called Connor at a house party?
Keep digging yourself a hole there, mate. Keep going.
I'm just saying.
No, I was disappointed. I was excited. You told me that's what this song about.
It's the name of the song. That's...
Yeah,
some
but you
song...
said, you said that's exactly what they're on about, and I'm just going to have to cry now.
That was sarcasm.
This is sarcasm, Ev. Come now. Gosh darn. Right. Moving on briefly from this awkward conversational topic. We've got two songs. Now, you feel free to take your neck brace off, have a cup of tea, eat some popcorn, and chill out, because we're all done with the heavy now, aren't we?
It is literally just sort of first song being a winding down song, and the second one being mellow, slightly heavy breakdown. But it just ends. It's just a mellow song. Yeah. But the first one, every single time I hear it, it's just like, it's just a throwback. Honest to God. You find it amusing. I just find it like almost nostalgic. I mean, Placebo by playing The Bitter End, not the other way around. Nearly made a mistake with band names again.
Oh, alright. You almost called them The Bitter End Placebo. Seriously, man. You need to get... Right. What we're going to do after this show is we're going to sit you down and we're going to give you all of the tracks we may play on this radio show, all of their band names, and you need to match them up with a little line, right? Do you think you can do that?
I don't know. What's the prize?
I'll give you a hug. I'll give you an Ollie Sykes level of hug.
That's a very sensual level of hug.
One of those star things winks at Ev. One of those star things again. You know when you put in like conversations with it?
Yeah.
Why do you use those, man? I've never understood that.
I've never used that in a message. Have you used that in a message?
I've used that in a message before, man. Not with you, I don't
know. No, I was just thinking, I haven't sent that to you.
Yeah, but you haven't sent winks at Erv to me, because you are Erv, you numpty.
No, I mean, oh my God.
Right, okay.
You haven't gotten the conversation whatsoever.
Right, we're moving on. We're talking about the whole nostalgic
thing. Yeah, nostalgic thing. I don't know, like, I remember, the song came out, I want to say 2003? I think it was 2003.
I have absolutely no idea. I was 6 years old, so.
Yeah, I was really young when I saw it, and I just remember, I was scared by the video. Like, retrospectively, I've seen scarier, like, music videos alone, never mind scarier, like, other media. In my time since, but like, I remember, I don't know, it was just...
I thought The Bitter End was all like...
It was just them, the video clip is just them on a satellite dish playing some girl fashion rock dressed in black. That is literally it.
So why did you get scared, Ev?
Because they were dressed in black. Which is funny, because right now,
Yeah, you're literally only wearing a white t-shirt and everything else is black, like, including your socks. I've seen you put them on. They're black.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like, I was young.
Right. Oh, you were young and foolish and did a cry. How androgynous is this Placebo lead singer, man? You don't know if he's a girl. You don't know if he's a guy. You don't really care, though. Like, the man's beautiful.
The man, yeah. To be honest, I'm not fast. The man makes great music. Man. Right. / It's a man, right?
It's a man. Right, you're confusing names, now you're confusing genders. Right, this is The Bitter End, and I'm going to watch Erv's arm be covered in, like, nostalgic goosebumps and stuff. Enjoy.
Second time.
And thus, we also have come to our own bitter end, in a way.
That was beautiful. That was a linguistic... Just, it was the icing, it was the jub-jub on the Empire what? Biscuit.
The jub-jub.
The jib-jib.
What is a jib-jib?
It's the wee sweetie on top of an Empire biscuit.
Did you just, like, turn super Glaswegian?
No, I didn't. A jib-jib is the sweetie on top of an Empire biscuit. Everyone knows that. Right, okay. We're going to have to say bye, because it is our bitter end. And we are sharp on out of time. So, I'll educate him on the jib-jib. Don't worry, guys. And we hope you listen next week. As always, we have been The Edge.
Home and of the other alternative.
Oh, dude, I forgot your lines. This is why you introduce and close the show. I'm sorry, I've let you down. We are indeed home of the other alternative. I have been Connor.
I have been Irvins. Do you know anything about the last song that we're just going to treat into?
Oh, yeah. It's Shake Me Down by Cage the Elephant.
Like,
it,
I mean,
it says it on the screen, man.
Okay. last song, I've used it quite often as a pick-me-up. Just listen to the words, enjoy it. It's mellow as anything, really, except, like I said, for the breakdown. Have a good time, guys. We will see you in a week's time, hopefully.
At 11 o'clock on LSR.
Bye-bye.
Shake me down. Not a lot of people left around. Who knows now? Softly laying on the ground. Left around. Shake me down. Not a lot of people left around.